It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe. In honor of Labor Day, we have the story of one of the hardest working symbols around, the at sign that we use when we email and when we tweet. William Allman is the author of The Accidental History of the At Symbol in this month's Smithsonian Magazine. Turns out the at sign is hundreds of years old.
There's a surviving letter from a Florentine merchant named Francisco Lapi, and he wrote in 1535 that he was expecting a big shipment of wine in somewhere, Venice, I think it is. And he used the symbol of the wine. It was the at sign. You can see it right there in the document. So that at sign eventually evolved to become known as something per something or each. And it's been used, you know, for centuries in that sort of basic accounting slash merchant way.
And so I understand from your article that there was a time when it sort of fell out of favor. What happened to the at?
It was used for a long time, and people used it in business and things. And then when the first typewriters rolled out at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution in the late 1800s, as you can imagine, there was scarce space on the little typewriters, and people were trying to figure out what's really critical. And the at sign wasn't even on them. You can find old typewriters still that don't have it on there. In the same way that it's hard to find a cent sign, for example, on a keyboard now.
So the at sign was almost the cent sign.
Yes, it almost became the cent sign. And the person who rescued it was a fellow named Ray Tomlinson. He worked at a company called BBN. And back then, they were trying to solve how to get computers to talk to each other. So they hooked people up, eventually programmers, via a teletype. And a teletype is basically a glorified typewriter that's connected to a phone line that talks directly to the computer. Now, what Tomlinson was doing was he said, you know, I'm connected to this computer A through this teletype machine. My friend Joe is connected to computer B through this teletype machine, and I can't get a message to him. And so he came up with a way to do a program that he could actually send a message from his teletype to a mainframe computer. That computer would shift it over to another mainframe computer, and then it would shift it back down to a person at the other end.
Which is basically the beginning of email, right?
It's the beginning of email. And what's critical was that Tomlinson was looking around saying, well, so I have to figure out how to separate the person from the computer, because there could have been multiple people on each computer. And the network had to know it's person A at computer B going to computer C and delivered to person D.
And so how did he choose the at symbol?
The biggest problem they had was there were lots of programming languages at the time, and most of them used a lot of the symbols for various functions. So he had to find something that wouldn't confuse the heck out of the computers. So he looked around on his keyboard, and basically the only thing left was sort of the equal sign and the at sign, and he used the at sign.
Because the at sign was so obscure, it got chosen.
Exactly. It was precisely because it wasn't used very much at all that it became this sort of rock star of electronic communication.
What's the significance of the at sign today?
It's the juncture that connects people to each other. I mean, the wonderful thing about it is that he invented a way that people communicate with anyone else on the planet almost instantly. And the at sign is the linchpin that holds people to their domain so they have their address. And because it was obscure, because it wasn't used very much at all, suddenly got flipped, and it's one of those great 180 flips that technology does often on you, where something small suddenly becomes very big, precisely because it was originally small.
William Allman is the author of The Accidental History of the At Symbol in this month's Smithsonian Magazine. He's also the Smithsonian's chief digital officer. You can use the at sign to connect with us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.